Rabbi said, we left off in the Gemara, Gimel Amud Aleph towards the bottom. About to get through, try and get through Gimel Amud Beis today as far as we can. But just to remind ourselves of which point of the Gemara we left off. And that was the following. The Gemara made various suggestions about what this pasuk of Kasha Osa Bayim Hazeh and Parshas Miluim, Kein Tziva Hashem La'aseh L'chaper Aleichem may refer to. And we were looking for some Avedas HaKarbonos, which in essence are Avedas of Kapora, which is compared to the Seder Miluim, from which we learn the Din Prish of Zayin Yomim. That's Mufurish in the Psukim that there's in the in preparation for the Yom HaShmini, there was a 7-day Prisha which was required for Aaron of Onov, and the Pasuk based on that said that there was another Seder, Kein Tziva Hashem La'aseh L'chaper Aleichem, and another Seder of Korbonos. And we finally decided that's going to be Yom Kippur, as the Mishnah tells us. The question is, though, the Gemara makes various suggestions of other options what this Pasuk may refer to, other Seder of Korbonos, of other Moedim, etc. So, without getting back at the moment in all the various suggestions of Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, the last one that we left off with was Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara had issues with Shavuos, as we discussed extensively last time, because it's Shnei Eilim, and Ayel Echod, etc. Ayel was the same Ayel in Parshas Pekudim, not the same Ayel in Parshas Pekudim. The discussion that we had last week was Arichas about the Seder Kabbalos in Shavuos. But the last suggestion that the Gemara makes on Gimel Amud Aleph is maybe the Avodas HaKabbalos of Rosh Hashanah, the Musafim of Rosh Hashanah, may qualify for the Avodas of Kabbalos L'Chaper, as all Musafim of every Moed had a Yonim of Kabbalos L'Chaper, maybe the Prisha of Kaj Sivah Shem Lazar refers to Rosh Hashanah. And on that, Rav Avol said the following. Omar Rav Avol, this is where we're going to try and pick up the sugya. Donim parva ayel shaloi, mi parva ayel shaloi, la'afuke atzeres v'Rosh Hashanah de tzibur ninhu. And the Gemara said the following. There was a certain distinction that we had in the Seder Avodas of the Miluim, which had some comparison, a comparable in the Seder Avodas of Yom Kippur, which other Moedim did not have. And that is that in both of them we find that Aaron himself brought an individual korban, his own parva ayil. If let's just see Biktzora, the Psukim. One of them are particularly relevant for us, as we'd like to see soon. But in Pasuk state, Vayomer Aaron, in the beginning of Shemini, Kachlocha Egel ben Bocha Lachatos Va'ayel Lo'elot Mimim. That's considered, as Rashi says, Donim Parva Ayel Shaloi, Demiluim Shaloi, there's a second Pasuk in Shemini, Kachlocha Egel and the Ayel. Those were his Korbonos. And in Yom Kippur, we find also at the beginning of the Parsha Zacharimos, where the Torah tells us, Bezois Yovoy Aaron and Akoidesh, Bepar Ben Bocha Lachatos Va'ayel Lo'elot. Rashi says, Yukipurim Nami, Ikepa, Vail, Mishaloi, Bezois, Yovin, Aaron, Akkadesh, that's the last Rashi on the page, Bepa, Ben Boko, Lafuke, Atzeres, Vrosh Hashanah, Ditzibur, Ninhu. So the two psukim that we found in the beginning of Shemini, and the Nacharemo is talks about Aaron's own individual korbonos, Kachlocho, Egle, Ben Boko, Vail, Oilo, that's a par of Ail Shaloi, together with Bezois, Yovin, Aaron, Akkadesh, Pa, Ben Boko, Lachatas, Vail, Oilo, which is his korban, and therefore the analogy between Yom Kippur and Miluim is in the individual korban of Aaron, Parva, Ayel, Shaloi, La'afuki, Atzeres, and Rosh Hashanah. All the korbanos that were brought there were all korbanos tzibur. There were no individual korbanos brought on a regular moyed. And therefore, the closest Seder korbanos that we have to the Seder of Miluim is Yom Kippur. And that's why, finally, although Rosh Hashanah may be a suggestion that we could work with, but it doesn't have the same shaykhs as Yom Kippur has of Parva, Ayel, Shaloi, Biparva, Ayel, Shaloi. And therefore, that's to the exclusion, the final hachra of Rav Avoh, at this stage of the Gemara. The Gemara is going on to bring other suggestions, but the final hachra of Rav Avoh, in amongst all the various suggestions that we have, is the power of Ayel Shaloi, is something which we find common to both, which is comparable to each other. Fred the Gemara have an interesting shayla, just leaving this, bearing in mind the psukim, which I'd like to refer to soon, because of an issue that Tosis raises. But the Vayla, let's go a bit right in the Cheshbon and the Gemara. We find various psukim in the Torah where the Torah gives an individual instruction, something which will take him for yourself, often for Moshe Rabbeinu, sometimes to others. There is a machlekes tanoim when the Torah refers to kach lecho and asei lecho, whether that means bishalacho, it's something which has to be privately funded from yourself. That's what bishalacho means. El amanda oma mishal tzibur. But according to the Manda Omer, that kach lecho and asei lecho doesn't mean that it has to be something which you fund privately yourself from your own funds, but it's something which is referred to, which although the pasuk says lecho, as the Gemara addresses soon, but really it's provided for by the tzibur. What does that mean? So before we get to see this in detail in the Braisa, the Gemara is referring back to this parva ayil shaloi and parva ayil shaloi. We're assuming that the parva ayil on the miluim and the parva ayil was brought in Yom Kippur were both privately funded korbanos al yedei Aaron. But if, in general terms, when the Torah refers to kach lecho and asei lecho, the Torah doesn't mean that it's something which you're supposed to provide yourself. It's something which is done, provided for by the tzibur, then the parva ayil and the parva ayil in both cases are still funded by the tzibur. And so therefore, what's the parva ayil shaloi that we're trying to find in the distinction of the two korbanos and comparable in the miluim and Yom Kippur? It wasn't shaloi, it was something which was a shal tzibur. That's the Gemara's shaila. And the Gemara goes on to discuss whether in the various places in Torah, when the Torah does refer to an individual, a direct instruction to take lecho or say lecho, does it mean that you're supposed to provide for it yourself? Or is it something which you take from Mom and Tzibur? That discussion we'll get to see soon, Beis Hashem, in the various contexts in Torah. But what I'd like to just mention is a very interesting discussion that Tosis has on this Gemara. And Tosis draws us to a very interesting machlokes shoinim in a Taich in a Posuk. On Tosis fret the Shaila, Beis, we'll see the Tosis Bevers at the bottom of the page on Amud Aleph. El Alamanda Omer Mishal Tzibur. Fret the Gemara, Vozok to Parva Ayil Shaloi Ni Parva Ayil Shaloi. That depends very much whether that those are Shaloi or those are Mishal Tzibur. It says Aaron, he brings it. Oh, but that depends on the general taich in Asei Lecho and Kach Lecho. Frech Tesis. Teimili. Nei de Mishal Tzibur. Because Mokum, Korban Shaloi, you miskaper boy, Mavaino Egel. Tesis doesn't understand. The Gemara immediately gets involved in a discussion as to who funded these Korbanos. Were they funded by Aaron or not funded by Aaron? So Tosfos, that discussion, Be'evos, is something which we don't need to get involved in order to understand what the chiluk that the Gemara is making. On the Seistaz, we're talking about the korban of Aaron, that Aaron brought in the Miluim. We're talking about the korban that he brought on Yom Kippur. These korbanos are korbanos which served for his particular kapora, for his particular purposes of tikkun that he required. Kach lecho, Aaron was taken, kach lecho, egel, ben boker, lechatos, as the Torah says. It's something which Aaron needed to bring for the tikkun of Aaron. Whether he provided the funds or the tzibur provided the funds is not the point, or it doesn't need to be the point. There's another underlying distinction that there is between the two korbanos. They were brought for an individual Torah, for an individual kapora. They were brought for Aaron. Masha'in came, the korbanos of Atzeres and Rosh Hashanah were korbanos which were brought for the tzibur. So the Gemara is finding a very appropriate analogy between the Miluim and Yom Kippur, whether there was any individual Kabbalahs over here. Did we speak about Kabbalahs of Aaron? Or did we speak about the Kabbalahs of the Tzibur? Rosh Hashanah and Yeshua is always Kabbalahs of the Tzibur. There's no individual mentioned in any context of the Kabbalahs of the Moyadim. Masha Enkin on the Miluim and on Yom Kippur, Aaron's personal Kabbalahs were addressed in both cases. The main is up to Isfus. Why does that depend on only whether it was funded by the tzibur, not funded by the tzibur? That's not the point. The ik and the kudel chayim was the Gemara handled over here is the fact that there is an individual korban in both cases. What's the nafkamin who's funding it? It's not Tosfos. Abema says Tosfos in his Torah says Anochanami Avimotzei Nishnuyochi. The Gemara says Abema says that these were rather individually and privately funded, as the Gemara Nomad base goes on to explain. But in essence, Tosfos understands that the miskaper in these korbanos in both cases was Aaron himself individually, or at least in the miluim. Those are the ones that Tosfos says beforeish. Tosfos says, "Teimeli dinem shel tzibur kamokim korban shaloyim miskaper by mavino egel kideisa b'teres kenyan kidechsev va'aseas chatoscha ve'ilosscha v'chaper ba'atcho." And Be'emesis, the quotation that Tosfos brings from the Pasuk is very interesting, because Tosfos stops short from quoting the Pasuk in the entirety of the Pasuk. And I just want to share with you, Rabbi, a very, very interesting shaila. The Pasuk in the Parsha of Miluim, which is the Parsha that Tosfos refers to, is true. But if you have a look in the Hemshach HaParsuk, Tosis brings the Posuk Zayin, you'll see in the beginning of Shmini, state in the Torah the following. Va'ayimah Moshe al Aaron, krav al ha-mizbeach, va'aseh es chatoscha ves eilosecho. That's this par, and or this eagle, and this isle that's been mentioned in the Posuk. V'chaper ba'atcho, v'ado. State mefurish in the Posuk, kimat nishat es amuridik, it's a very, very interesting thing. And then the Posuk continues, va'aseh es korbanon v'chaper ba'adom. But the Posuk Mefurish refers to your korbanos as Chaber Ba'atcho Uva'adom. And Tosfos is interesting, did not mention those words about Adom. Tosfos brings this Posuk, K'nechsev ha'aseh es chatos v'eiloscho, v'chaper ba'atcho v'aseh es korbanom. It's very, very interesting. Now Tosfos missed out the two Psukim. I've had a Tosfos, had the full Girus in the Psukim, not suggesting there was a mistake in the Tosfos. But the Emma says that this calls for a very interesting discussion as to what this pasuk means when it says v'chaper ba'atcho ba'at ha'om. Does it mean that these korbanos were a kapora for everybody else or only for Aaron? You know, initially the Chazal tell us that the eagle was brought l'chaper l'hidiyah shabachapa kodesh bochal eagle with which Aaron had some involvement. Oh, but the pasuk says v'chaper ba'atcho ba'at ha'om. So the Emes says, if you look in the Meforshim in Parsha Shmini, there's a lot of discussion. That's all the Meforshim on the page. Many, and then there's a Mefurush Machlekes amongst the Rishonim. Many Rishonim understand the Pasuk Kibshutai, that the Kapora of this, of the Kaporas of Aaron, although it says that Abel Aaron, that he should bring it, but it was not only a Kapora for himself, it was the Chaper Ba'adcho Ba'adom. And because it was an eagle which needed a tikkun, so Aaron had his Chaylik and the Tzibra had their Chaylik, and everybody collectively needed to have a Kapora. So many Rishonim understand that the Ba'adcho Ba'adom means for everybody. And if that's what it means, then Tosis Kasha Ba'un Zanishkin Kasha, because it wasn't an individual kapora, it was a kapora for everybody else. If it was his own korban, then we understand the sugya, because it was a private korban which he brought for whoever he brought. Oh, but if it was talking about the miskaprim, then it's hitochin that the miskaprim, as the pshuta shel mikro is mashma, that it wasn't, the miskaprim was not only Aaron. There are other rishonim, the Ramban, for example, says in this parasha, that Ba'atcho ba'at ha'om, it's a very interesting pasuk to translate, and an interesting discussion amongst the Rishonim how to read and understand the pasuk. But the Ramban explains in the pasuk, "Aseh chatoscha ve'elosecha v'chaper ba'atcho ba'at ha'om," is just the order in which you're going to do the two kaporas. Chaper ba'atcho is in your karbonos, and then you do the kapora ba'at ha'om. Although the pasuk continues, "Aseh karbon ha'om v'chaper ba'adom." But the Torah in Ba'atcho Ba'adom is just setting up where who's supposed to be done first and how the Seidah Sukkim is supposed to be done. Ba'atcho Ba'adom, and then do the Ba'adom. So the other Rishonim will learn that Ba'adom doesn't mean that your Korbanos will be Mechaper Ba'adom. Mechaper Ba'atcho, comma, or Ba'adom, and do their Korban. So there can be a mokum for discussion, it seems, as to whether the individual, the Korbanos which Aaron was bringing, Ba'aseyas Chatosom Elosecha, Mechaper Ba'atcho Ba'adom, means that the kapara was on behalf of all of them, only on your own behalf, and ba'adom is supposed to be understood as with the hemshach aposuk. A kaponin, that's one very interesting Tosis asks the kasha. Remember, it's a great kasha that Tosis asks on the Gemara. That assuming the way Tosis learns that the kapara, Aaron's korbanos were for his individual kapara, Tosis aposh the kasha in the Gemara that lechayra, the nekuda of the Gemara of Porush al Aaron, Porush al Aaron means the ones for whom it was brought, or was an individual in both circumstances, notwithstanding the fact that may have been brought to Ali David Sibra or not, and Tosis blights with that, but as I say, that just leads us to a very interesting discussion as to how to understand the Taich and the Pos about Chov Adon, whether it was a collective Kapora from Karbonah Shel Aaron or not. Get me right up, Mr. Rabbi, in the Gemara. So that's the first Nakuda, Bederach Agav in Tosis. So the Gemara, the Gemara's discussion is as to whether these two Karbonas were private Karbonas or private Karbonas. How were they, who had to finance them? Who paid for them? Zot the Gemara was like, Nicha, this suggestion that we're suggesting that the two Karbonas of Aaron in both cases were his own, paid for himself, then we can understand that those two were different to all Karbonas of the Tzibur. But the man d'omah Michel Tzibur, the man d'omah held that Shalacha and Asay Lacha doesn't mean that you have to fund them for yourself, but they're funded by the Tzibur. So, these Korbanos were also by the Tzibur. And so, in effect, they ended up to be Korbanos Tzibur, no different to Rosh Hashanah and Atzeres. I say, notwithstanding Tosfos Shaila about who perhaps the Korbanos were brought for, on whose behalf they would be Mehapa. The Sanya. So, now the Gemara goes into the discussion. a discussion amongst the Tanoim, a wide discussion amongst the Tanoim about the general psukim that we find in Torah where they're given to an individual instruction, whether that means that the individual themselves has to provide for them or not. The Sanyin. Kach lecho mishalecho, va'asei lecho mishalecho, v'yikhu elecho. These various three, the first Tana in the Braisa is contrasting through psukim, two and one really. Kach lecho, when the Torah says kach lecho, it means mishalecho. When the Torah says asei lecho, it also means mishalecho. That's an individual instruction for the private individual to have to provide for them. Yichu elecho, when the Torah says yichu elecho, yichu is the Lashon Rabbim, that has to be Mishel Tzibu. What are these two psukim of kach lecho and asei lecho referring to? So it's very interesting. Rashi tells us what asei lecho refers to. Kemoi asei lecho shtei chatzotzeres kesef, that was the instruction that was given to Moshe to make two chatzotzeres kesef. Kach lecho, at this stage in the Gemara, it doesn't say meforish what it is. However, the Gemara later on, a few lines down, the Gemara quotes as the posuk of kach lecho samim, which is the pasuk, the instruction that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu to provide for the Samim in order to make the Torahs. And this is Be'emes a very, very interesting suggested pasuk. Stated the pasuk in Perek Lamed in Kisi, so Vayema Shalom Moshe, Kach Lecho Samim, Notov Shcheles, V'chel Beno Samim, L'Voino Zako, Bad V'vad Yeh, for the purposes of making the Torahs, L'Sisak Torahs, V'Shochak Tamimah Nadik, etc. That's the Sisak Torahs. Kach lecho is talking about samim in order to make the ketores. That's mefurish in the Gemara a little bit later on as to what this kach lecho, though there are other kach lechos in psukim, but this is at least one of them which the Torah refers to as well. And Rav Yashia says that's supposed to be understood. Mishel lecho, Moshe Rabbeinu has to provide. Kach lecho, when it talks about chatzotzeres, again, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who has to provide. The Yichwe Lecho, when it says V'ilocha Hashem and Zay Zocha, some have the gears at the side, that's Avada provided for the Tzibu, that's what V'Yichwe Lecho means. I'd like to get back to understand this of Yashia's Shitta soon, but let's just try and finish off the Braisa and see the whole Mahalach of the Machlokes Tanoim about this discussion. Rav Yonah Tanoime, Bein Kach Lecho, Bein V'Yichwe Lecho, Mishel Tzibu. No difference if the Torah says Kach Lecho, Kach Lecho Samim, it's all provided for by the tzibur. It's financed by the tzibur in all circumstances. And why? What's the significance? Why does the Torah talk about lecho? Kaviyochel, shver a word to Taich, Balzin in Rashi perhaps. Mishelecho ani roitza yesu mishalohem. The Gemara says mishelecho ani roitza yesu mishalohem means that there's a mila in your korban more than theirs. Oh, but it doesn't mean that you're the one who's supposed to provide for it. That's what Rabbi Yonason says. Abachonon, or let's leave Abachas, we'll leave Abachonon for the time being. Abachonon brings other cases in the Torah where we have stirahs between Lecho, Beloshen Yochid, and also Beloshen Rabim, and Asiyah Sa'or, and that's not directly talking about Karbonos. So let's just understand for the meantime Rabbi Yash and Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yash says Lecho means you have to provide. Rabbi Yonason says no, Avada is Mishal Tzibu. Why the Torah says Lecho in the case of Chatzotzes or the case of Ktoires, Kavayochel. What does Kavayochel mean? We'll try just to understand the Rashis. Rashi brings one or two suggestions. Kavayochel, anishamati, imhoyo tzibur, that's one suggestion of Rashi, imhoyo tzibur, yochel iskapa b'shal yochid, or b'shalcho, yochid b'shalcho, ha'itar ha'isi roitze. Kavayochel means, as if I would be able, that means if we could provide a kapora for the tzibur, al yidei your korban, that would be preferable. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu's korban had the grace of Maila, had the grace of Chashivas, and so if we ilu ayinu yecholim, if we could do such a thing to provide the tikkun for the tzibur through your korban, that would be hayisi roitze. But it's not shaykh; they have to have a kapora through their korban, so we can't do it. Vani oimer, Rashi says a different track. The first track is ani shamati, but I know a little bit of a different slant. Lefi shadova kosher loimer shakadosh baruch hu chatz bi yisrael oimer kavayochu. Rashi tries to find this word kavayochel more in the context of the word of kavayochel that we find regularly in Shas. And kavayochel means when you're saying something which can't really be spoken. And what the pasuk is referring to is kavayochel, to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the korbanos of Yisrael is not something which we say openly, we say clearly. It's a very it's a severe kind of attitude. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't want? The first track is much easier, it's much more palatable. And Moshe Rabbeinu's korban is a maila. Fine, Keilu, you would have done it. But the kaviyochel of the pshat is, Keilu, I don't want to say mefurish that we don't want Kal Yisrael's korbanos, so we're just saying the word kaviyochel, which covers over, and I just say mishalcha rather than really what we have in mind. However, we're going to learn Tajin Kavayochel. The Marshograd has got an interesting chat in Kavayochel over here, a little bit an easier one to live with, shall we say. And that is the following, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, Be'emes is everything that we provide is not our own. We don't have anything of our own provisions. Altgehedlach for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The fact that Rebbeinu Shlomo says, Kach lecho, that we are giving these korbanos is all Kavayochel, because it's not really ours. Altgehedlach for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Is the fact that Kosh Baruch accepts it as if we're giving it ourselves as Kaviyochel, Kino, we're giving our Egen Azach. That's what the Kaviyochel is. Good, the Rashi's got a different shot. Kaviyochel would prefer it to be Moshe Rabbeinu's Korban. Yet we have to know why punked in these contexts, just by the and these various cases, is the Lachor referred to over here. Oh, but what Rabbi Yonis and the Maisa is saying is that there's no halacha that we're supposed to understand from this Kach Lachor that makes these Korbanos any different to any other Korbanos. Or this kind of whichever we're referring to in Kach Lecho, and I'll say Lecho, it's Mishal Tzibur like anything else. The Lecho is the Kavayochel of some kind of description, the Milas of the Korbanos of Moshe Rabbeinu, but that's not Lemaisa, what the Torah means. So we've got Grace of Machlekes, Kach Lecho Samim, I'll say Lecho Katzitzra, as Rabbi Yashia says, Lecho means you have to provide for it. Yeah, Yenison says, no, I've had not. I've had it that provides for the Tzibur, and the Lecho is just a remnant of some kind. Mamela's not the Gemara, just to understand the context of our sugya. Mamela's not the Gemara when we're talking about Aaron bringing Aaron the Egel ben Bokal Achatos, which are the various korbanos that are bringing. So depending on this machloekes of Yashia and Yonas is as to whether we can suggest that this was a private korban. According to Rav Yashia, Kach Lecho means an Egel korban, so these korbanos of Aaron would be private korbanos, and therefore there's a comparison between the Miluim and Yom Kippur. If Kach Lecho doesn't mean yours, Bechlal, then there's no reason to assume that korbanos of Aaron in either case are his own private korbanos. The Gemara in Maskana proves otherwise in these two cases. Oh, but the Gemara at the moment assumes that it belongs to the general klal of whether Lecho means your own korban provided for yourself. And if it isn't, according to Rabbi Yashia, then these korbanos are no different to korbanos tzibur. As I say, Tosis mentioned the Shaila that maybe wasn't brought on behalf of the Tzibur, that was Tosis Shaila. Ba'al Tchob Adam, yes, no, good. Oh, but the Gemara's issue is dealing with who provided for these Korbanos, which the Gemara at the moment assumes a Kuntar of Yashia, the Korbanos of Aaron, Bain, the Miluim, and Bain Yom Kippur, were publicly funded Korbanos, and therefore no difference outside of Rosh Hashanah. One point that I'd like to mention about this dinner of Yashia is something which the Achreinim struggle to understand, and that is, many of the Meforshim, the Kuratari, the Rashash, and others, are about us that this suggestion of Yashia, that the Korbonos of Kach Lecho Samim, which is talking about the Ketoris, should be something which Moshe Rabbeinu himself is providing for, is very difficult to understand. Because Ketoris is a Korban Tzibur, it's brought on behalf of the Tzibur like all the Korbonos, it's Meforshim and Mishnais and Shkolim, that Ketoris is brought from the Trumas Halishka, or the Trumas Halishka, which provides for all the Korbonos, provides for the Ketoris as well. So Mahecha Taisa, there's such a thing as Moshe Rabbeinu providing individually for the Ketoris, Zayin Ketoris, which is brought me off the Tzibur. It's very difficult to understand this suggestion, Bechlal, that it should be, maybe Aaron's Korbanos, could be, we've got a Shaila exactly who they brought on behalf of, but we can understand that is Aaron's Egen a Korban, maybe Mishal Lachom means it has to be from him. Ketoris is a regular Avodas HaKar, Avodas HaYem, Avodas HaTzibur on a daily basis, which L'chaira has to be provided for by the Tzibur. Or Navad is taken for the moment, Tzibur. So what's the Kach Lecho Samim? How could it Bechlal work on behalf of as a Korban Tzibur if it was provided for individually? So the Gvuras Ari suggests that Avada, what were to happen over here is that Moshe Rabbeinu would have to be Moserit to the Tzibur. There is such a Musik that we find if a person wants to provide money for Korbanos Tzibur. Besides for the Machzah Shekel, which is generally provided for the Mammon Tzibur, a person can give it al-das, he can give a donation al-das, that it should be used in the Tzibur, the Korban Tzibur. It can be Meister at the Tzibur. So it's such, it doesn't remain a private Korban for himself, but it's giving it over, al-das, the Tzibur, to be used for the Tzibur. So the Voros Ari says that Avada B'Sofer Sheldovo, this Kach Lecho Samim, will not be able to be a private Korban. Avada, it's a Korban Tzibur. But the Kielu, the Taita Kunter of Yashia is that Moshe Rabbeinu should take his and he should give it over to the tzibur for the use of the tzibur. Kederes should be something which was funded for individually by Moshe Rabbeinu, although it has to be Moshe in the tzibur, because it's before Kederes comes from the tzibur. Mishka Torah is something which belongs to the tzibur. And then it calls into the question, what the maila is. Once it's been Moshe in the tzibur, so what's the maila? Moshe Rabbeinu has to be the one who is initially giving the money, although he's giving over the tzibur. Vice versa, that the fact that he originally gave it over to the tzibur makes up Sanafka Mene. Usually, once it's Moshe in the tzibur, Nishka Chilik, where it comes from. But vice versa, that the fact that he's providing it, although he's giving it to the tzibur, for that korban will make an Afka Mene. That's what the Gemara series of understanding clearly, that we have to be talking about giving over the tzibur, because Torah is clearly a korban tzibur. The Rashash Be'em has asked Nochah Kasha, Tachah Gris Apella, the Rashash Kasha, the Gemara is Moriah Dik Apella. And he says that, my friends, this suggestion of Yashah is Mefurish Faket to Apostle Kintruma, because the Apostle Kintruma talks about Mefurish, Shemen Lamoir, Besomim, Beshem, and the Mishnah, Teres Asamim, Shtek Mefurish in the Apostle, that you take from the Tzibah, Besomim, Beteres Asamim. The Yich Dabra Abin Israel, the Yich Litruma, Meish, Kolish, Hashay, Yitvenu Liboy. What do you take? You take all the various things that the Torah refers to, and one of them is Besemen, Besomim, Beshem, and the Mishnah, Teres Asamim. So how can we suggest Kach Lecho, that it has to be provided by Moshe Rabbeinu himself as a shtek mefurish and truma, that Pashtus is talking, all these things are taken from everybody collectively. So one kasha is for the Gemara Sari, b'chala korban tzibur can't be, you cannot have an individual providing a korban tzibur, it has to be mosel tzibur, it has to belong to the tzibur, it has to be momen tzibur. So he says that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who funded it, but he had to give it over to the tzibur. That's one suggestion, maybe. That's what the Gemara Sari suggests. The Rashash Frank, it doesn't stick with the Pesach in Truma, and Truma stick with Furush. The Eish Kolish Hashem Yidvenu Riboy, and one of the things is, B'Somal Hashem and Ishmael, Teres Hashem, it's not Agresa Kash, it's Agresa Pele. What's wrong with that? Maybe that's an individual Korban. Sorry? No, but that's talking about the second, that's talking about another one. If you just look in the, I don't know if you've got a Pesach in front of you, but just let me... Yeah, no, that's it. Just let me show you a second. Just half a second. There is, in the parasha of Acharebos, granted that the Isle is something we're going to get to see in a second, but if you don't mind, if you've got the pasuk over there, you'll see the following. In Yom Kippishtei, B'yoyz Yom Yaron HaKodesh, B'Pam B'Mokon L'Chattas V'Aila Oilo. And then the pasuk says, B'yoyz Adas B'nei Yisrael Yikach Shnei Sirim L'Chattas V'Aila Echad L'Oilo. And the discussion about this is that this isle of Me'ez B'nei Yisrael, whether that's a separate isle or not. The one that Aaron took is a separate one, I think, either way. But we'll get to see this Eilish Al Aaron. We'll get to see the discussion of Eilish Al Aaron and the Sugi and the Hemshach. Abakaponim, so we have this two great shailas on the Gemara. What's the suggestion that Moshe Rabbeinu provided individually for Keturis, which is something which is a korban tzibur? So that's, I say, the Gemara Sari suggests that he gave it to the tzibur. Aber the Rashash fragt, da kann ich kasha von der Posseg in Tshuva, und Tshuva steht mir vor, ich dachte mir, ich, that the Eish Kolish Hashem Yidvenu Limba, you took Besomim, which was for the purpose of the Torahs. So the Rashash actually makes a very interesting suggestion about this. And he suggests that maybe Grad of Derech Agav, he asked another kasha also the Rashash on the Gemara, and that is that there's two kachlachos for those who've got the parsha in Kisiso. Shteit tveimol, there's a pasuk in pasuk of Gimel, shteit achol kachlachol besomim roish mor deroy chamesh roish etc., which was for the purpose of the shemen, and then the pasuk says kachlachol samim for the purpose of the ktoiris. And it's interesting why the Gemara talks about kachlachol samim only for the ktoiris, and the one that's mentioned in the previous parsha of shemen is not mentioned in the chlal. Why should the Gemara not refer to the one mentioned of some 10 psukim earlier in the parsha of the besomim? That's another shayla which he discusses. Yeah. V'niri d'l'choyra kosha. Eichef sh'loimer d'akpeiris ha'isa b'shal moisha alay b'parashas truma k'siv d'abar ben Yisrael v'yichli truma v'zayisa truma k'teiris ha'samim. Parashas v'yakel shteit that the Nesim brought the k'teiris ha'samim. V'akochach tzorch loimer, there's a very interesting suggestion. The kavonas ha'shasi al k'teiris rishoyna. And Ulefiza also Shape, that way talk about Ktoiris and not talking about Shemen HaMishcha. And he makes the following suggestion. He says that there was the first Ktoiris that was taken, according to Rabbi Yashir, was something that was done al-Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, although Avad the Ktoiris on a regular basis was done al-Yidei, as it says in the beginning of Truma, done al-Yidei everybody else. And he suggests that for that reason, we don't talk about Shemen HaMishcha, because Shemen HaMishcha was only done once. Shemen HaMishcha wasn't something that was done on a regular basis. So that Avada, Shemen HaMishcha, must have been done on behalf of the Tzibur, because it says in Mefurish and Parshas Truma. Yeah. Lufiza also shapet lohevi ra kach lecho of the lohevi kach lecho shemen amishcha de lenasa par marachas bimei Moshe or parshas tzumach siv mishum furish that the yeah. Akapori rabbi says also. So we've got a big pillar in this. Rabbi Yashia's suggestion that the funding for the Torahs was done by the Moshe Rabbeinu, two shaylas, a shayla that was a korban tzibur, a shayla in Parshas Truma. So the Gemara Sari suggests he gave it to the Moshe Rabbeinu, funded it, but it was Moshe the tzibur, that would work for korban tzibur. That doesn't answer the kasha that the Rishash has from the Parsha in Parshas Truma, which is a great shayla. The Rishash suggests that maybe there was a one-off Torahs that Moshe Rabbeinu were to bring besides for the regular Torahs which was brought from the tzibur. Also say a great shayla, a great shayla. Love again, I'm surviving the Gemara. So we've got a bachlokes between Rabbi Yashar and Rabbi Yedison about the korbanos, about how to understand kachlecha in general terms, which we'll get back to in the context of the korbanos of Aaron by the Miluim and the korbanos of Yom Kippur. Love again, not hashtikul Gemara. Another Tano which addresses a related issue, not mamash the side of korbanos. Abba Chana and Omar Mishum Rabbi Loza. Where is the two psukim? One pasuk is a pasuk in Parshas Ekev. Shteit a pasuk azay. Parshas Ekev shteit in the beginning of Perek Yud. Boisei Yom Hashem Eilai Psalofa Shnei Luchos Avodim. Moshe Rabbeinu is reviewing everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, and he told him to make two luchos. And you should make a wooden aron in order to house these luchos. Ein posuk. Posuk in Ekev. The second posuk is a posuk, as everybody knows, in Shemois. It's a shteit dotn in Parshas Truma. But also, Parshas Truma, posuk chafei, peyuch chafei, posuk yud. But also, aron, alzei, shittim, etc. So Abba Chanan's got a problem. Doshteit that you should make it va'asisa l'cho arayneit and doshteit va'asu. There's a stira between the two arayners. Sorry.
Two arayners.
Oh, that's a great appellate. That's what my bulbs it. That shayla friggin ala mafroshim. Ala shayla friggin mekash. We'll get to see in a minute. Abba Chanan's posing a shayla stira between the pasuk in Ekev and the pasuk in Truma. As to whether the oral is considered individual or for the tibur, they'll see some haron. It's because we have also haron and tzitzit. Okay, tzat. So he says an interesting kind of understanding of the two psukim. Kam bezman sheyisrael oisir utzeni shalmokim. Kam bezman sheein oisir utzeni shalmokim. What's made does? So Rashi. Bezman sheein oisir utzeni shalmokim nikras avid al shemok. The Oren is considered their Oren, everybody's Oren, as Oisir Utsenu Shalmokim is Vosu, then the Avodah is generally considered theirs. However, when it's Ein Oisir Utsenu Shalmokim, then it's considered as a singular individual Korban or Avodah, which does not represent everybody because Ein Oisir Utsenu Shalmokim. Then it's Vosisa Lecho. The Mephoreshim explain that Pashtus, this is what the way Abba Chanan will understand the Asay Lecho and Kach Lecho in the Machlokes of Rabbi Yashi and Rabbi Yonasan, although he doesn't talk about it beforeish. But Pashtus also means that Doshtet Lecho, Lecho doesn't really mean individual, private, car, but it means that if it's Eino Yisrael Yisrael Shamokim, then it will be considered like it's only Alidei Eichod and not Alidei Kal Yisrael collectively. That's Pashtus what he means. So in the Machlokes of Rabbi Yashi and Rabbi Yonasan, he holds like Rabbi Yonasan, although his point was made through a straight steer in the Psukim by Or. He's talking about something bad and something different, but it relates to the previous Machlokes in which Lechayra is siding with Rabbi Yonasan's trap. That's the Pashtus. But what I'd like to mention, Dach, is the Shaila of Rabbi Yitzchok Frekt, and it's a Shaila again which is discussed widely in the Mephoreshim. And that is that many of you will recall that Rashi Ala Torah tells us a number of times, but at least on this Pasuk, that Be'emes, there were two separate Aronis that were made altogether. And Rashi explains that originally, where a very, very simple, cheshbon Rashi makes. Originally, when the Luchos were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, which was given on Shirasa Matamos, the way it was supposed to be, so he needed to house these Luchos somewhere. This is way before the Hakamas HaMishkan, this is way before, not just Hakamas HaMishkan, way before the Aronis of the Mishkan were made. The Tzivoy of Melechas HaMishkan was given after Yom Kippur, almost half a year later, and the Kalim were made afterwards. So what was supposed to be with the Luchas? What was supposed to be with those Luchas which Moshe Rabbeinu brings down from Sinai? Where is he supposed to put them? The Vayelishtok and Mishkan, the Vayelishtok and Kalim, what's he supposed to do? So Rashi explains This was a separate instruction that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu to make an Aron for these luchas, nothing to do with that which Abbatala was going to do later on. And in fact, Rashi says that there were two Aronas, and Rashi holds that there were two Aronas which continued to function kaseidah, the two Aronas. One of them had the Shivrei Luchas, one of them had the Luchas, one was Yotzin and Luchama. It's very interesting, Rashi, though, for those who've got the Chumash. Rashi says, yeah, nimza ze aron acher hoya, just a line of Rashi. Vezeh osha yoytzi ma'am lemelchama va'oseh she'osu betzala lo yotzi lemelchama ele b'mei eli. The Ramban grad is chaylik on Rashi in part. The Ramban agrees that there was an aron made initially. The Ramban says that afterwards there were goynes it, and there was only one aron afterwards. There weren't two aronas ongoing alongside each other. But Rashi says nishta zoy. The Ramban said there was only one aron which was yoytzi lemelchama, etc. And Rashi says, no, there was one Oran which was Yotzel Melchama, and one which stayed where it was, except in Me'eli, the Nenshol of the Nishva. Rashi says it should never have been taken out, but Me'eli, the Oran that they took out, was never supposed to have been taken. Al-Kaponim, Rashi learns that there were ongoing two Aronas, the one that Osa Moshe, and one that Osa Betzalel, and they both had different purposes. Frek the Marshal, by Amos Marshal, later on, this Gemara of Abba Chonon is a Gemara later on Ayin Beis in Yuma. And the Marshal says, "Afashteitnisht." He doesn't understand the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Chanan is asking a steer." Doshteit v'alsis elocha aron eight, and doshteit v'also says two aronis. Neshkashem shaychestish. What Betzalel did was limited, but what Moshe did was his own. But what kasha freit the Gemara? The kasha freit the Marshal. I'm not sure what the Marshal suggests as a teretz. So then the Marshal and I'm based just to see if I can find it easily. Yeah, it's in the Chidush HaGodos later on in Ayin Beis. Ksiv Asi, so this is this Gemara. Ayin Pirish Rashi Lot Zalem, the Krod, the Hocha, the Asa, Aaron, Ksiv Mekameh, etc. Miu Yesh Iim Boze, Do HaKol Chach, Ahu Krod, Pashas Eikev, Asi Selecha Oroin, Loi Zeo Oroin, Sha Asa Betzalel, Sharem Mishkan, Loi Nisasku Boi, Elo La'achar, Melechas, Elo La'achar, Yema Kippurin, Kimoish Pirish Rashi Bechumish. Mamela Zokta, it's very difficult to understand exactly the kasha of the kasha of Abba Chonon, the kasha of the Gemara of his two Zephyr Aronis. The Rishash by Unz shows a very interesting maramukim about this. He says that the Marashah has forgotten a Tosfos, and the Tosfos is a very interesting Tosfos, a Tosfos in the Chulin Daf Tzadik Beis, in totally different context. The Tosfos brings various Gemaras where the Gemara asks stiras between two psukim, where the each psukim are clearly talking about something different, and yet the Gemara afraid of Sastira that the two things don't go together. Lamashal, the case that Tosis be'etz and the context where Tosis is coming from. The Gemara Chagiga asks the Kasha, famous Gemara Chagiga, about the Malachim, what they look like. One Pasuk says, Pasuk echad oimer shish knofayim, u'pochad pachas echad oimer arba knofayim. There's a steer in the psukim. The Gemara's got a ganze teretz about before the churban lach. A ganze sugis al Gemara. In the Gemara, sheish knafayim, arba knafayim. Now Taisa says the emes is, if you look at the contents of the two psukim, they're talking about totally different malachim. There are srofim, there are ifanim, there are chayes, akoyim. They're totally different malachim, and that's the sugi that Taisa is discussing in Sugi Tzadik Beis. And the Gemara says the Gemara is comparing two totally different things. One pasuk of Sheish Knafayim, one pasuk of Arba Knafayim is not talking about the same kind of malachim bechal. It's talking about a total different sug bria. Mamela Zoktoisa, so how can the Gemara ask a kasha? Sheish Knafayim, Arba Knafayim, but they're talking about something totally different. The Yesh Loima, the Mestaba lay to this Gemara in Chagiga, She'im Meshunim Bechanfehim. Although they are different in what they are and who they are, but not Mestaba that the Sheish and Arba Knafayim should be a difference. Uchahai Gavna, what's the gear for us in this thesis is our Gemara, the Perik Bolo, which is the Gemara on the Daf base. Ksiva Sisalacha Aranate, so Ksiva Osna Aranate Seishitim, Afal Pisha Hoyer Aran Acher, although it was an Aran Acher, Mestoma Kamosha Yazer, Kacha Yazer. So Tosfos says, Avada, there were two Aronas. As Rashi explains, there were two Aronas. But the Gemara, the basis of the kash on the assumption that mastoma they were made aliday in the same way, the same. If it was made aliday the tibur, it was the tibur of the yochid. The yochid is not likely that the two, although there were two aronas that were made differently. And Tosis brings other Gemaras, Nocha Gemara Baba Basa, the Gemara Sestiri between Kruvim, Pnei Mishal Ochiv, Pnei Laboyes, although there were two totally different Kruvim the Gemara is asking from. Kruv Shasa Shleima, etc. And the Gemara asks Kasha's Stiras in things which were clearly not the same, and yet the Gemara sees that the Inyan, what the Gemara is asking the Stiras from, the Din should have, Halacha should have been the same. Akaponim, and again, Yonenu is Tosis quotes our Gemara as an example of the Gemara asking a stira between two totally different arenas, although they were separate in when they were made and what purpose they served. Afilochi, the Gemara assumes that in the Valsisa also there shouldn't be any nafkimin. Good, that's the Rashash Maramokim to answer the Kasha with Shema Shoah Asat Lachir, the two different arenas. A kapana lom again, a bus of it in Al-Gemara. Kachoika, what's Negev for us is a machlokes Rabbi Yashar and Rabbi Yenison as to whether the Korbonos of Aaron by the Miluim and Yom Kippur should be considered individual korbonos or korbonos which were provided by the Tzibur, depending on whether Lacha means taka you yourself or that it's on behalf of the Tzibur with a kaviyochel of some kind. Zot the Gemara on it. Adkan leipligel abikichas da alma vasiyas da alma. The machlekes that Rabbi Yashir and Rabbi Yenison are talking about kichas and asiyas that we find in Torah in different circumstances. This is where the Gemara says before we're talking about the kicha of making the samim look toyrus, which the achronim question about how can that be individual and then provided for aliday yochid if it's a korban zibu. Yeah, about kaponim kichas da alma is a machlokes. Maybe it means lecha. However, we'll understand it. A separate korban like the Rashash suggests, or moisel le zibu. Asiyas da alma, asay lechoshtei chatzoytzeris kesef. These are the kind of cases of which there's a machlokes between Rabbi Asher and Rabbi Yenis. Aval hanach purushika mefarish du meshalachohu. Here the Torah tells us before us that these are individual korbanos of Aaron. That means that they were provided for, and it was a private korban which was paid for by alide Aaron. In both cases, both by the Miluim and by Yom Kippur, that's something which we can be medayik from the context of the Psukim. Havos. Be Miluim mechtik siv. State the Pasuk in the Parashas Miluim. Find the Pasuk again. State. Ve'el b'nei Yisrael tedaber leimur. Ve'el b'nei Yisrael tedaber leimur. K'chu sirizim lechatos, etc. Vayomer Aaron, kach locho, egel ben bokel achatos. The pasuk Vayomer Aaron is actually a previous pasuk. But Rashi explains the fact that the Torah differentiates between kachus irizim by Bnei Yisrael and kach locho by Aaron is clearly there to tell us that here there was a kachu and here there was a locho, and they must be different in that. In a general locho, in out of context, the place where there's nothing else which is mentioned of the tzibur, kach l'cho samim, could be, it's understood to be public, private, as Rav Yenison understands. Of when the Torah says kach l'cho, in contrast to kachus irizim, then avad is to be understood as an individual korban. So Rashi, kach l'cho lomoli, deshoni kro b'dibure, mimasha ischa ledaber, doshtei kachu, doshtei kach l'cho. The difference in the distinction that the Torah is making is to tell us that avad had to be provided for by Aaron himself. That's the Bimeluim. Shema mino kach l'cho mishalachohu. B'yei mekipurim mechtik siv b'zois yovel Aaron ha-kodesh b'parim boka l'chatos. The Pasuk says, b'nacharimois, b'zois yovel Aaron ha-kodesh b'parim boka l'chatos v'ay lo'ilo. U'me'ez hadas b'nei Yisrael yikach shnei se'irim l'chatos. And then the Pasuk says, v'hikriv Aaron es parachatos asher loy. Now, l'chayre, the words of Asher Loi, v'ikri parachatas Asher Loi, lomoli. What are the words Asher Loi? What are the Torah already told us that he has to bring a power ben bokor. Meis b'nei Yisrael yikach shnei se'irim. All the Torah needed to tell us is, v'ikri and Aaron as parachatas. Asher Loi, those words Asher Loi are not necessary. Shmai minoa hai loi mishaloihu. Therefore, in both cases, both in the context of the Meluim and the context of Odes Yom HaKippurim, the Torah goes out of its way to, in order to make the point that these are private korbanos, either asher loy or the pasuk of kach lecha as opposed to kachu, these are not subject to the same discussion of Rabbi Yashi and Rabbi Yonasan in Kolot Erekula, whether kach lecha samim or asei lecha, all these other cases of private or public can be discussed. Oh, but here the Torah clearly points out the fact that they're both Aaron's own korbanos, and therefore the Gemara remains with Rav Avol's suggestion that these are individual, or these are comparable in the fact that both of them are private korbanos alidei Aaron. Yeah. So the Gemara has vital azoy. So that's the vital suggestion of Rav Avol. Rav Avol's suggestion is donim. Par of ayel shaloi, the ones which are the eloi par of ayel shaloi, be par of ayel shaloi, which is what the miluim and avodas yom kippurim are. Notwithstanding the general discussion as to whether kach lecha generally means that you yourself should take it or take it on behalf of the tzibur. Yes, that the Gemara writes another suggestion. Rav Ashi, Omar, got time to see Rav Ashi and maybe Ravina, but let's see Rav Ashi still. Rav Ashi, Omar, donin par lachatos va'ayel oilo, be par lachatos va'ayel oilo. Rav Ashi says a very simple kind of a cheshbon, and that is the following. On both cases, by Miluim and Yom Kippur, as we've seen the Psukim, there's a power lechatzas and an ayil oilo. In the regular Musafim, the power and ayil which were brought were all oilas. The Sirizim was brought lechatzas and in regular Musafim, and a regular Karbonus, but the power and ayil were generally both oilas. And so they are different in the Seder Karbonis portion. What was brought lechatos and what wasn't, it was in the Seder Miluim, Meseni, and Mekipurim, there were separate in that. There was a power which was brought lechatos, and generally the power was brought as an oila, not lechatos, and therefore they're not comparable, and therefore it's a straight cheshbon in why Yom Kippur is closest to the Miluim. Zok Rashi. Donim par lachatzas va'ayil oilo, b'yom ha-kippurim yesh par lachatzas va'ayil oilo, b'kor ben yochid ha-kohen gadol, b'zoi siyo v'yaron, l'shmini l'milohim nage'e lachatzas va'ayil oilo, and therefore these two are similar to each other. Zot the Gemara writer Ravina, just let's see a little bit of Ravina's discussion. Ravina omar, donin avoyde b'kohen gadol, ma'avoyde l'kohen gadol, la'fuke kule keshiosom. According to Rashi, yes. At the beginning, it's the first suggestion of the Gemara. Let's see which part of the Gemara you're referring to. You're referring to Rav Abba or Rav Avol? Rav Abba. That's right. That's right. Towards the top of the Yilam Adalaf. Right. Rav Abba says that Donim Pail Echad Va'ayil Echad. He actually wasn't talking about what we're using it for, but he was talking about Pail Echad Va'ayil Echad. Now that was members of Machloikas, whether referring to the Musafim of Yom Kippur, that's the way Rashi learned, or the others learned that we were talking about his Aaron's private korban. But let's say the Mahalach of Rashi, which is what you're referring to.
If it's a Musaf,
yeah, no. So now we're talking to Rav Avor or Rav Ashi. Let's work through the Gemara.
Before
Rav Ashi, yes. That's clear, and that's Bemes HaGreisish. What you're asking is a shaila that the Rishonim already know, and the Achronim on Rashi. The way Rashi learns Rav Abba, that the Dor of Donim, Par Echad, Va'ayil Echad, refers to the Musafim, then this Gemara of Avol, Donim, Pai, Va'ayil Shaloi, Pai, Va'ayil Shaloi, doesn't follow in line. That's clear. So the Ratosa Rosh says, that Rashi Takech and this Rav Avol is a different suggestion of what we're comparing with. I'm not comparing Musafim anymore. Rav Tosa Rosh says, Elochanami, Rav Abba was suggested that we learn from the Musafim. Yeah, the Musaf of Yom Kippur to the din of Miluim, that was the Cheshman of the Gemara. And the Gemara says the Shavuos was different, etc. When Rav Avol is saying, Don and Parayel Shaloi, the Parayel Shaloi, we are no longer, it's a different Cheshman. We're not talking about Musafim anymore, and it's taken all the same as Rav Abba. Rav Avol's suggestion does not go in line with Rav Abba's suggestion. The emissary is, I say, that was a chilek of one of the kashas which the Gevurah Saritzach Gevurah. Well, get to Rashi in a minute. Get to Rashi in a second. That was one of the kashas members which the Gevurah Saritzach Gefrekt of Rashi, that the Rav Avol said, Donim Pav Va'ayil Shaloi, Pav Va'ayil Shaloi. It's not mashma that is a different cheshbon. Rav Abba said, Par Va'ayil. We changed from Par Echad Ayil Echad to Par Va'ayil. Okay. So according to Rashi, however, you're right. That Pashtus, this Parva Ayil that Rav Avol was talking about, is not the same Parva Ayil that Rav Abba was talking about. He was talking about the Musafim, and that's no longer Cheshbon any longer. because of Rosh Hashanah, we've got a new cheshbon. Rosh Hashanah is also par of ayil, the same as the miluim could be, as far as the sovereign Rosh Hashanah. We've got a new cheshbon. That's the way that Tosafot Rosh Hashanah explains in Rashi. There are those who suggest that that's maybe not 100% what Rashi means. Rashi says, if we have a look at, as I say, it's not 100% clear whether Rashi means to be chayzer or not. Although maybe, as I say, Tosafot Rosh suggests such, and maybe that's the easiest to Gemara, to learn the Gemara that way. If you have a look at the bottom, Rashi takan gilam with aleph, when Rashi says this don in par va'ayil shaloi, the miluim, this later suggestion of Rav Avo, the miluim is shaloi hu ksif kach l'cho. Uveyem ha-kipurim, Rashi says, nami iker par va'ayil shaloi. Now the shayla is, does that mean that we are now taken learning the par va'ayil from Yom Kippur exclusively as his own and nothing to do with the Basofim anymore? Or does Rashi mean to say, no, we're still ultimately learning from the Basofim, but because there was also par va'ayil shaloi, so that leads us to learn from Yom Kippur more easily. Perhaps more poshut, we learn it to take the Gemara more simply. It's taka that Rav Avo is changing the comparison from the Musafim with the way Rashi learns the Gemara before. I will mention that, right? Before we get to Rav Ashi, I want to just remember, now that you've reintroduced the previous sugya, I just want to understand the Rishon and Ritva and others explain, why did Rashi learn Rav Abba originally, the Tor Donim Parva Ayil, to refer to the Musafim of Yom Kippur rather than the private Kabbalahs of Yom Kippur? And he did that for a reason. We discussed this last week, but perhaps time to recap on this just as we move on in the sugya. And that is because the Gemara goes on with the discussion as to whether the Ayil HaOmer of Parshas Pikudim is the same one as the Ayil HaOmer in Parshas Acharimois. And that clearly is talking about the Ayil of the Musafim. That's clearly not talking about the individual ayil that was brought for Aaron. Is Zichah not the one that's mentioned in Parshas Pikudim? His ayil wasn't the Musafim. The Shaila is, Me'esa, that's when it's over to state that you took the ayil. The Shaila is whether the ayil is the same or not. And that led Rashi to understand that the discussion of Rav Abba in the Gemara was learning from the Musafim onto the Miluim. Aye, it's public and private. He didn't make this in the Nafkamina. Rav Abba did not mind to learn the Karbonos of Miluim, which may have been Aaron's own Karbonos, to the Karbonos of Musafim, but there was a pair of Ayil which was similar to each other. That was the way that the Gemara was happy to the Rav Abba, according to Rashi, from the Musafim, and Rashi understood that from the continuation in the Gemara, the discussion whether the Ayil, which was the in Pinchas, is the same as this Ayil, which is clearly talking about Miluim. Last week we mentioned the Gansa Cheshem of the Gemara, sorry, how you could turn that Gemara around, that we're talking about, this Karbon, the Shailas, but this Ayil is the same as Yena Ayil, as to whether there was another Chivas Hayom on that day, not besides from the Musafim. We had a whole different Cheshem, but that's the way Rashi learned the Cheshem in the Gemara. It's true that Rav Avo then left that, let's call it in simple terms, Rav Avo left the Cheshem of Rav Abba, where we were comparing the power of the Ayil of the Musafim to his individual Karbon, and Rav Avo says, we're now talking about both individual Karbonos, and we're talking about the individual Karbonos of the Miluim with the individual Karbonos of Yom Kippur, assuming that we hold, like initially in the Gemara, like Rav Yashia, that it's his own Karbon, until eventually we decide, no, that these two Karbonos happen to be individual, private Karbonos, even if normally Kachlacha doesn't mean so. But that's whole Rav Avo's whole chiddush, that these were private Karbonos, and therefore these can be compared to each other. And it's true that according to Rav Avo, the Karbonos that we are comparing are the private Kachlecho, Egel, Ben Bokar, Lechatos of the Miluim, and the Aaron's Korban of Bezos of Aaron with his own power, Ben Bokar, and Isle of himself. That's clearly, according to Rashi, two different Seder Cheshbonos in the Gemara. Rabbi said, we'll revisit Rav Ashi Bezos again next week, Beis Hashem, and see which Karbonos Rav Ashi is referring to. Nothing.